The wash up on a Sunday morning and time to talk GFL. It was an interesting day down at Colac yesterday. The Tigers got the points. Well, the Colac Tigers, because you really couldn't go wrong if you're tipping the Tigers. 15-40, 104 over Grovedale, 8-10-58. But that's probably the side story to the bigger incident of the day. The coach of Colac, Rowan McSparran, has been good enough to join us and to take us through what was a bizarre old day. Ro, thanks for your time and congratulations on the win, but I suspect that's furthest from your thoughts at the moment after that serious injury suffered by Seb Barrow.
Yeah, it was a real shame. He'd worked his way back into the senior team and been playing some really good footy, and the kid's played with no ACL for the best part of his career, so for him to go down like that's a real shame.
So can you take us through what happened, what point of the game, and how it impacted the match?
Yeah, it was about the 10-minute mark of the first quarter, and it was just a contest out near the new scoreboard on the far side at Colac, and he went up and come down, and I'm not sure if someone landed on him or if it just collapsed under him, but yeah, he's broken the lower part of his leg.
Yep. So from there, a delay in proceedings while you called an ambulance, and then he's been taken off to hospital. Where's he at it now with the leg, and what's the next step for him?
Yeah, so they stabilised it last night, put it in a plaster, and they were consulting with the surgeon this morning. So hopefully you can get in nice and quick and they can repair it and he gets on the mend.
Yep. His brother was in the side yesterday, Oscar, and obviously he's probably the first one the players think of when you see your brother go down on the ground. But judging by your best players, he's actually turned in a pretty good performance.
Yeah, absolutely. He played on Tom Gillett, which is a really good matchup, two young kids and, you know, probably the future stars of the GFL for the next 10 years, went head-to-head. And he played really well on Tom, and obviously with our limited ball supply for the Grovedale forwards, that helped him as well.
Yep. 40 minutes was about the delay. What did you get the players to do during that time? Of course, you're 10 minutes into the match, you're warmed up, and, you know, on a cold day, how did sort of that all play out for the players? And were you off the ground, or did you stay on the ground? How did you tackle that?
Yeah, both teams went off the ground. I was talking to Dan Fraser, the Grovedale coach, and it was really weird. You didn't want to get them too hyped up, and then you're trying to keep them warm because it was pretty chilly down in Colac, and it was a real odd one. So we went into the rooms and just relaxed for a little while and tried to get everyone's head around what had happened. And then from there, as soon as the ambulance left the ground, the umpires gave us a 10-minute warm-up, and from there we just got back into it. Really, the umpires handled the situation really well, I thought, so it was pretty well controlled.
Yep. Have you spoken to Seb yourself?
No, not yet. He was on the green whistle when he was leaving the ground, and he had a couple of really good comments. He thought he could walk to hospital, and we had Ladies' Day down there yesterday, so he thought he might work his way back to Ladies' Day after he'd been at the hospital. So the green whistle worked the trip.
Yep. On the positive side of the day, you've had a really good win over a fellow top three contender. You stay undefeated after eight matches, and you're almost certain to play finals now, with us now past the halfway mark of what will be a 15-round season. What pleased you most about the performance?
It was probably how we responded, really. Our start of the game was really, really good. And, Grovedale didn't have Abbott, didn't have Young White, so they had a few players missing themselves. So it really gave us an advantage in the centre of the ground with Abbott not being there. So that helped a lot. But the way the boys played in the first half in particular was pretty pleasing.
Yep. I'm guessing Veely's eyes would have lit up when he found out that Abbott wasn't playing.
I'd actually baited Veely a little bit during the week, saying that he's not going to win all the hit-outs, so he was pretty keen to get out there and have a crack. So Veel was really good for us as well.
Yeah. Luke Hillman up forward, fantastic with five goals. And you've got some options up forward. You know, you're not relying on one person, but somebody usually bobs up and, you know, kicks four or five and gives you a real ability to find a target and fight inside forward 50.
Yeah, Luke probably could have had six or seven, to be honest. He probably missed a couple of easy ones that he'd usually kick, so we played him more in front of the ball yesterday just to get him out of a rotation and free him up a little bit, and he played really well. So yeah, and we'd rather spread our goals and have one player kick 10, so we'd rather have 10 players kick one. Makes us harder to defend.
Yep. Lee Gorwell, Kane Smart, we mentioned Oscar Barrow before. Cody Spokes are among your best players. There's some guys having some really consistent years, isn't there?
Yeah, we've been pretty even across the board, which is really good. The boys got themselves nice and fit over the break and putting in some good performances, which is really good. You know, they're getting reward for effort.
Yep. You get the week off. Now we have another bye, despite the fact that we've only just come from 3 weeks off. How do you treat the bye for the boys in terms of training and giving them a chance, I suppose, to be away from the club?
Yeah, it was an odd one for us. We actually had 4 weeks off because we had the bye with the St. Albans game in there for round six. And we actually had the 4 weeks off. So kind of threw us out a little bit, and we were a little bit rusty last week. So we'll make sure the boys get a fair bit of football session in over the weekend.
Yeah, fair enough. And then a big one, St. Joseph's post the break. Joey's just starting to tick into gear.
Yeah, they were always going to come good once I started getting some quality players back on the park, and we can see by the results, obviously, that the one before the break when they went to Grovedale, probably a little bit of a surprise for everyone, but Grovedale got some really talented kids, and we always knew that when Joey's got those better players back, they're going to be really competitive again, and it's starting to show.
Yep. We've been hyping Grovedale all year, and it's good for the comp that the likes of Grovedale and West and even South Barwon are challenging for a finals berth after some years in the wilderness. But what did you make of Grovedale yesterday? And do you still see some signs there that they're, you know, come September, are going to give a real good crack at, you know, maybe challenging for a premiership?
Yeah, especially on the big ovals. They run the ball really well, and they're fit and young, enthusiastic players, which is really good. And looking through their list, they're all Grovedale kids, which is fantastic. You know, they've brought them up through their junior program, and now they're starting to see the fruits in the seniors. So they're going to be thereabouts come finals time.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody, any more injuries outside of Seb from yesterday?
Just a few knocks and bruises, but we'll get them assessed during the week and hopefully not too many injuries.
Yep. A couple that didn't play, including Brody Marnie yesterday. Can you just give us an update on where he's at and whether you'll see him after the break straight away?
Yeah, I think we will see him after the break. I think he copped about 5 corkies through the legs last week, and they just didn't free up. So we thought we'd play it cautious and let him have a rest. He did a really solid session Saturday morning before the game. So he was moving well, but we just wanted to be cautious and make sure that he didn't injure himself.
Yeah, Benny McCarthy also didn't line up.
Yeah, Benny was tight. So he was a pretty late withdrawal. Benny, he's had a lot of troubles with his legs over the last 2 to 3 years. So we're pretty cautious with Benny. We want to see him out on the oval as much as we can, so we just made the decision that it'd be better if he didn't play.
Yeah, and how's Fraser O'Gorman tracking? We know he's had the issues with the concussions. It's now 8 weeks since he last played. Have you got any update for us on how he's tracking?
Yeah, so he's seen the specialist in Melbourne and just waiting on results, which I'm pretty sure he'll get early this week. He's done the running for us the last 2 weeks. He's joined in all the training bar, the physical aspect of it, so he's moving really well and he's had no symptoms, so it's looking positive, but we've just got to get the go ahead from the specialist.
Okay, well, fingers crossed for Seb Barrow that it's not too bad and there's no long-term impact and we might see him playing footy again some stage in 2022, Roe, but well done on the win yesterday, tracking along nicely. 8-0 is a great position to be in, and obviously a big one against St. Joey's when we return after the mid-season bye. Appreciate you joining us on the Wash Up.
Thank you.